And as we can cultivate the quality of awareness, mindfulness in each moment, there's naturally somewhat of an intention to cultivate, to nourish presence. We can also very clearly cultivate different qualities of mind-heart, what we've been mentioning, wholesome qualities, beneficial qualities. And one of them is care, kindness, metta, friendliness, cultivating the good heart. And this actually can be expressed in many ways. One is to actually feel the energy of kindness, and that may manifest just as pleasant sensations, the softness of heart, a soft awareness, a tenderness, really linked with physical experience. It can also manifest or be cultivated in the form of visual images. Seeing ourselves as a child, for example. Or having an image of ourselves receiving kindness from another being. So being the recipient . And there's a third way where we actually manifest, express words. This may be extremely helpful. This intention of wishing well may happen in many ways. Feeling, the felt sense, the visual, and the actual expression. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. So maybe one of these words resonates a little more for you. Or just choosing one word from time to time. Gentleness or friendliness. Just to support the intention. Very naturally, the three can manifest together, expressing a word and receiving that intention in our own heart, body, mind. letting it seep in. And having many moments of silence in between. Actually feel what it's like to receive the kindness, the care, in a very gentle way. Can take the advice of the Buddha as a support. This is him speaking. You can search in the entire world to find someone who would be more worthy than you are and to receive your love and affection. And this being could not be found anywhere. You yourself is worth all the love and affection that exists in this world. So maybe just noticing how we're touched by these sweet words. And to the extent that we're able, that we wish without forcing, giving ourselves the time, the space to cultivate this self-care. You may settle the attention in the heart if you wish, or just have a sense of the body sitting, feeling in touch with yourself in an easeful way. And again, for some people, it's extremely helpful to have a hand touching the heart, the chest, or the belly, just so there's a sense of connection. That it's not all up in the head. That the energy drops to the heart. And very gently, softly. Giving ourselves this gift, this moment. A very simple care, not needing to do anything to deserve it. Just being who we are. Rejoicing, appreciating this gift of kindness, embracing ourselves with care. very simply cultivating this intention to wish well. Wishing well to ourselves by way of the felt sense, feeling the kindness or care. Visualizing, or just one or two words that express this care. Very simple wish, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, or any other wish that may be spontaneously, naturally arising that you'd like to offer to yourself. And at times noticing the impact. Just how does it affect the heart, the mind? Whatever it is that may be present. Just caring. And if you wish, you may stay with yourself if that feels nourishing, appropriate. Or if you wish, you can also invite another being in the field of your presence by way of thought or visual image or felt sense. This may be a friend, someone you care about, a child, an elder, someone that spontaneously comes in the field of your presence, and there's an ease of connection. And very spontaneously, naturally, you wish this being well. So either yourself or another being, the same intention. May I or you be well, be happy, be peaceful. Be safe. A soft intention, no forcing, no pushing. Very light-hearted kindness. may also be that for a few moments you receive the care, the kindness from this being. On the receptive end, and once again, you may notice the impact of this quality, whatever the impact may be. Sense of connection. The care offers this simply a closer connection or a softening of the heart. Vibration, warmth. Just noticing with care what's present. And once again, you may either stay with yourself or with this other person you chose You can even open the field of presence a little more extensively. If you wish, and just expand this well-wishing to everyone in this room. You may have friends. Spiritual friends. Companions. Partners. Beings that are unknown to you. Unconditionally, we can wish well to everyone sitting in this room. Extraordinary, wonderful potential of friendship based in presence, simple connection. Supporting others' practices. And being supported by the practice of others. Interconnectedness is happening. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be safe. And very naturally, there's this very close friend to kindness, which is called gratitude. This feeling that some of you have mentioned, being grateful for the practice, grateful for the space. Naturally, this gratitude for now can be offered to the people that are feeding us, offering their time. Caring for our well-being. this beautiful web of interconnectedness. And lastly, we may offer the kindness, the care, radiate metta towards all beings. So once again, this is a proposal. Take it if it feels appropriate to you for this moment. Just extending kindness to the north, to the east, the south, the west. Just radiating wholesome energy. On this land, to the animals, to all living beings. If you feel that this quality is of benefit to you, please help yourself to it at other times during the retreat, whether beginning of a sit for a few minutes to settle in or at the end. This quality of care, kindness can accompany you as a perfume or a flavor. Also in your walking. It's so beneficial. Thank you.